I don't favor talking to vermin, but I'll talk to you just this once.
Exchange-traded funds are the investment world's new frontier.
You better listen.
But with so many choices and styles, the ETF world is a bit like the Wild Wild West, filled with new issues and ideas, but fraught with the same old dangers of investing.
If you're looking for trouble, I'll accommodate you.
Every Thursday, Tom Lydon of ETF Trends comes to Money Life to tell us about one ETF that is wearing the white hat right now.
Take it easy. We're the good guys.
He'll point out the good, the bad, and the ugly as he tells you which investment is worth taking a shot on.
That's good shooting.
And names his ETF of the week.
Now, Wild West.
That's right. Joining us now, as he does each week at this time, Tom Lydon, editor of ETF Trends. And if you've never seen it, well, it's ETFTrends.com. If you want to find out what they do without going to the website, well, you'll eventually get to the website, but you would follow them on Twitter at ETF Trends. And that way, when they're putting cool stuff up on the website, you'll get those links and that will take you there. And of course, you can follow Tom on Twitter. He is at Tom Lydon. But each week at this point, we highlight one ETF for some very specific reasons. And that's why I'm always pleased to say, Tom Lydon, welcome back to Money Life.
Hey, thanks, Chuck. Great to be back.
Our ETF of the week is
the Cambria Shareholder Yield ETF, ticker SYLD.
Ticker SYLD, Cambria Shareholder Yield. I got to say, Tom, I am really intrigued by this ETF because it is very different from most ETFs. Most people expect ETFs to be built around an index, and that index can be something goofy and very actively managed. This is more based on like a methodology. And it's kind of a rigid quantitative methodology that makes the fund kind of an actively managed ETF, right?
You're right, Chuck. It is an actively managed ETF. And I can't remember if ever we've talked about an actively managed ETF on the ETF of the week.
Other than Bill Gross and PIMCO Total Return.
That's right. That's right. So it is unique in that fact that it is actively managed, where 99.9% of ETFs out there are based on an index. Even those that, as we've talked about recently, are smart beta or active index structures, they still qualify as index or passive-oriented ETFs. But this ETF, SYLD, is actively managed, like an actively managed mutual fund. There's a portfolio manager behind it, Meb Faber, who many of you may have heard about. Young guy, but very dynamic and very good at research and writing. But he's embraced the ETF structure as a way to bring active management within a certain strategy to the market. And with this shareholder yield ETF, he really focuses on three main criteria. Picks equities that have the history of paying cash dividends, number one. Number two, they are engaging in net share repurchases, meaning they're buying their shares back. And then finally, they're very much concentrating on paying down their debt on the balance sheets. These are all things that are fiscally responsible. It's nice in this day and age that you hear about that. But if you look at the performance of the stocks that he picks, not only are they respected in the fact that they're doing the right things for their shareholders, but they continue to advance as well. And he continues to put this criteria through on a regular basis throughout the year. If the constituents within the fund, any one of them fall out and don't hit any of these criteria at any point in time, he'll sell them and replace them with something else. And on top of that, the 100 components of this ETF are also equally weighted. So he's not necessarily putting greater weight on one stock versus another.
That said, how do you use a fund like this? Because we're normally talking about the role that a fund plays, but we're also talking about it in an asset allocation that's built around all indexes.
That's right. So here's a classic case. ETFs, I don't think, compete with one another. You know, although in the U.S., $1.7 trillion in ETFs, there's over $12 trillion in mutual funds. So ETFs, I believe, are really competing with actively managed mutual funds. And many investors have mutual funds that they had in their portfolio for an extended period of time. if you go through your portfolio and you see some mutual funds that maybe haven't even been keeping pace with their benchmark, maybe their expense ratios are too high, maybe the year-end distributions are greater, or maybe you just don't have confidence in the manager and you're looking to maybe diversify out to some degree, but you like active management, here's an ETF to maybe consider from diversifying, whether you have an asset allocation strategy or you have some type of tactical or timing strategy, this might be an ETF to consider. Now, what you always ask, Chuck, is, all right, so when do I buy it? When do I sell it? I believe if you've got an S&P 500 allocation, whether you're timing it, trend following, or buy and hold, you could take part of that S&P allocation and replace it with this. And I wouldn't say, you know, go in and do 25%, but even if it were 5 or 10% of your S&P 500 allocation, I think two things would happen. Number one, your expense ratio would decrease. Number two, you probably have greater yield. And number three, you would probably have a lot more interest in ETFs and maybe consider moving more of your allocation to ETFs.
Is there anything like a 200-day moving average that becomes your sell trigger on this as you're going into it?
Well, again, it depends on your strategy. I always say watch the trend, and this ETF has remained above its 200-day average. If you're a long-term asset allocator, obviously the trend doesn't matter. If you are, if you're a trend follower and you're looking for an exit strategy, look at the 200-day average here. But this really is an all-purpose way to diversify your S&P 500 strategy in a new and innovative way. And I think we're going to continue to see more innovative ETF options from a variety of managers down the road.
And again, this innovative ETF option is the Cambria Shareholder Yield ETF, SYLD. And if y'all want more information, well, go to ETFtrends.com. There you can get all the stuff that Tom and his staff are working on. And it's a lot about the ETF industry. You can also follow him on Twitter, where he is at Tom Lydon, and ETF Trends is at ETF Trends. Tom, it's always a pleasure. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Chuck.
We've just gotten started on the Thursday, April the 24th edition of Money Life. The big interview is next. Don't you dare miss it. This is Money Life.